Let's get Senator Angus King in on this conversation. He is an independent from Maine and a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, which has been conducting its own investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Senator King, welcome back. Good to talk with you again.
Hey, great to be with you. And I think the first thing I should say is that whatever I say in this conversation is not based on anything that's coming out of the Intelligence Committee investigation.
I just want to
make that clear.
Careful about keeping what needs to be classified. I appreciate your caution. Let me get your take on the Sessions news today and what you think about how it would affect the Mueller investigation.
Well, I think the first thing to be clear is Jeff Sessions had to recuse himself. The regulations of the Justice Department going back before Donald Trump or probably Barack Obama, I don't know how far they go back, said explicitly, if you worked in a campaign, you cannot have anything to do with an investigation of that campaign. That was Jeff Sessions. He was very active in the Trump campaign.
So what changes now that he's out?
Well, I think what happens now is it's hard to characterize what happened today as anything but a kind of slow motion Saturday night massacre. Because first you have Sessions, who's fired. And the only beef seems to be his failure to recuse himself, which, as I said, he had to do. The second piece is the appointment of the acting skipped over the logical next choice, which is the deputy, Rod Rosenstein, who's made it clear that he is not going to impede this investigation. And it's fallen to this fellow Whitaker, who's the chief of staff, who's been very critical of the Mueller investigation. So it's hard to look at that series of events in any way other than an attempt to set up some kind of compromise for the Mueller investigation, whether, as you were discussing, whether it's an outright termination or whether it's more likely some kind of budgetary crippling narrowing of the scope. But that's what's going on.
You referenced a slow motion Saturday night massacre, and setting aside that we're at Wednesday night, let me push you on that, because that you're making a historical reference to a case in which multiple people left. I mean, at this point, there's no suggestion that Rod Rosenstein's job isn't safer. Do you know otherwise?
No, but he's now been, in effect, at least as I understand it, taken out of the line of authority mm-hmm. over the Mueller investigation, and someone else has put in. And it appears that the president is looking for someone who will do what he wants with regard to the Mueller investigation. Now, this is pure speculation. Mr. Whitaker may be totally above board and solid and supportive of the investigation, and we won't have an issue. But that remains to be seen, and it doesn't look
like
it the way this is unfolding. No, I don't.
Matthew Whitaker,
by the way,
I should say. Mm-hmm.
There's an easy solution to this. The Judiciary Committee in the Senate reported out on a bipartisan basis a bill to, in effect, protect the Mueller investigation. Mitch McConnell can bring it to the floor anytime. He could bring it up next week. And the Senate could move on that bill, and it would remove this sort of cloud of maneuvering that's going on. And I think that might be a sort of clean way to deal with this.
Do you realistically expect that to happen now that the Senate, of course, has a bigger Republican, or will have a bigger Republican majority than it has had in the past?
Well, Leader McConnell and other Republicans have repeatedly said they don't want to compromise the investigation, but they've always said it'll never happen. No compromise. You know, it's not going to happen. Don't worry. We don't really need this bill. What happened today sort of raises the stakes on that discussion, it seems to me, and makes the bill more necessary. Whether they will move it, I don't know. But here's the other thing that I've always wondered. The president continues to declare his innocence. If indeed he's as innocent as he says, he ought to want this investigation. He ought to want this investigation to go as far as it can and to clear his name. Otherwise, if the investigation is terminated in some way artificially, this thing is going to hang as a cloud over him for the next 2 years and into 2020. And of course, what happened last night changes things, because Adam Schiff could hire Mueller as special counsel to the Senate, to the House Intelligence Committee, and just continue the investigation under the auspices of the House.
Adam Schiff, who we interviewed elsewhere in the program, and let me briefly put to you one thing he said to me, which was, whoever is named as the new permanent attorney general when the Senate is asked to confirm this person, and this is going to fall to you, Senator King, and your colleagues, they need to get an ironclad commitment that the Mueller investigation will be protected.
I agree with that, and I think that ought to be one of the first questions asked, and I'm sure it will be, and I hope that my colleagues on both sides of the aisle will agree with that. The integrity of the investigation is very important. And as I said before, it's very important to the president himself because it's the best opportunity he has to clear this thing up. And the other thing that should be mentioned is this
very
is
quickly.
An investigation.
Mm-hmm.
This is an investigation, not a conclusion. Whatever Mueller comes up with has to go to a court or somewhere else. And that's where this should there's no reason to compromise the
Senator
investigation.
Senator King,
at
thanks
this
so
point.
Much. That's Angus King, independent of Maine, and you heard him on NPR News.